Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:12. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. As the rain starts to make its way to the east, a little bit of cooler weather will be following that. Tonight, it'll still be overcast. Austin dives into this forecast in just a minute for you. He's going to dissect it. Pretty good job he did yesterday calling this thing.
Yeah, I said it was going to be rainy. Proved me right.
I am very impressed. I'm going to tell you that. Absolutely very impressed. Hey, something else I'm impressed about today. National Hurricane Center forecasters say there is no tropical cyclone activity expected for the next 7 days. Atlantic hurricane season ending, of course, in 11 days on November 30th.
All right. Yeah, that's very good news to start this afternoon off with. Also, let's see if I can ruin it. Ukraine beginning to fire U.S.-made missiles into Russia. That's according to Moscow. It said it shot down 5 U.S.-made missiles today, and it's the first time Ukraine has launched a strike on Russia since Biden gave the okay for the country to use U.S. weapons against the nation. This comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin is updating his country's nuclear doctrine. The Kremlin will now consider any aggression from a non-nuclear state that has help from a nuclear country as a joint attack.
And I'm getting this information from the TSA about what people can bring on airplanes during the holidays. So a little bit later this hour, I'm going to I'll take care of that one for you in case you have plans to maybe hit the skies. 4.5 million Floridians expected to travel. During the holiday. Geez. We'll talk about this this afternoon. We got so much stuff to get into. First of all, let's get you recapped here with the market stocks ending mixed today with escalations in the war in Ukraine kind of ramping up and weighing on investors. Fox's Laura Kantner has more on the report.
Shares of NVIDIA jumping Tuesday thanks to continued spending on AI. The chip giant will release its anxiously awaited earnings report Wednesday afternoon. Shares of Intuit and H&R Block down Tuesday after report that the leaders of President-elect Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, aka DOGE, expressed interest in creating a new tax app that Americans would be able to use free of charge. Stocks finishing Tuesday mixed on a volatile day of trading due to escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The Dow finishing down 121 points, S&P 500 up 23, NASDAQ up 196. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
Okay, if you want to go in the direction of another type of investment, Mega Millions tonight, $420 million, $191.7 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. And of course, tomorrow night, Powerball, $155 million, $71.3 million cash option. They make that drawing a little bit after 10 o'clock on Wednesday night.
All righty, 4:15. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. As Chris proudly hinted at just a few minutes ago, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, very happy to report that we're not seeing much congestion. That tells me you're being careful on the roads. I'm proud of you. Also, we do have just a little bit, though. This is going to be on Mobile Highway near Massachusetts Avenue, but it is not severe at all. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it's about 71 degrees, looking gloomy outside, but a lot of the rain has subsided. We do have a low of 64 tonight with some of those chances of around 20 to 40% lingering around. But come Wednesday, those chances should be out of the picture. High of 76, low of 45.
Why do you do that to us?
Why do I do what?
That temperature of 45.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
All right. President-elect Donald Trump could take a harsher line against China as he heads back to the White House amid ongoing cyber attacks from that country. This is going to be interesting. Him, she, Putin, everybody getting together here. Hillary Vaughn, she's in this whole mix here with Fox, and she has an explanation for us today.
It seems like there is no longer an appetite to let our adversaries cyber attack us without doing anything to hit back. The latest cyber attack targeting the Library of Congress, the cyber breach exposing email communications between congressional offices and the library staff, the hack described as a sophisticated foreign adversary espionage where one of our enemies wanted to gain access to what types of questions lawmakers were asking and what information they were given.
All right, just about 4:17 here. You know, you had hinted, or not even hinted, you flat out said it, my friend, just a few minutes ago, talking about some of the Powerball, Mega Million, stuff like that. Well, whenever we give you those updates, we're not blowing smoke, all right? We had another big lotto winner in our area. A Foley woman claimed a $10 million grand prize from a scratch-off ticket purchased at a Cumberland Farms convenience store. This was in the Perdido Key area. Jessica Callahan, she took her prize as a lump sum of just over $6 million. The prize came from a $20 Gold Rush Legacy ticket. That features four $10 million and 20 $1 million prizes.
Well, dear, I'm going to go down to the coastline down to the Key today, and you just stay here in Foley. I'll be back in a few minutes, you know?
Right.
Fast forward 2 hours later, dear, I just brought home $6 million.
Oh, my gosh. That's, one can dream, right?
You know what? And that's what it's all about. When you buy those darn tickets, you know the odds are mounted against you winning. Seriously. But it's the dream factor that you're paying for.
Yeah, there's
that
just
$2. You can dream and have the whole world for the next whatever 48 or 72 hours or whatever it is.
Right.
What are you gonna do with that $6 million? You know, here's what. It's a dream factor.
Yeah, because there's always the chance that
absolutely
you'll win big.
Oh, listen, anybody can win those darn things.
Absolutely.
Except me. But anybody can win those darn things.
I haven't won anything, but, maybe.
Hey, one thing I want to tell you. Gulf Islands National Seashore, doggone it, those officials closed Pickens due to the inclement weather today. Campers over at Fort Pickens Campground were actually evacuated late Monday afternoon. Park staff is scheduled to assess the conditions to determine a reopening date for Fort Pickens. You want some more information, just go to the information updates on the Gulf Islands National Seashore's Facebook. They have a pretty good timeline there.
All righty, just about 4:19, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've heard a lot about the Tampa Bay Rays ever since Tropicana Field took the beating that Hurricane Milton gave it. And it's like, oh, okay, well, we've got our place where we're going to play our games. Nope, Clearwater's mayor saying, hold on, I have a case. We got the details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Running right, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone. Touchdown, Florida State.
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Charleston Southern at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign In Drive sales event at V4 Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered by tuning in tomorrow at 9:30 as Chad Piku from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about Morning Joe and Joe and Mika's announcement that they met with Trump after calling him the fascist to end all fascists or whatever. So interesting development. We also talked about the bickering between the county commission, particularly Mike Kohler in Escambia, and the Escambia Children's Trust over who should superintend these funds to help children. Talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a traffic stop that led to a pretty big drug bust. You can catch all of these conversations at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. I could say, oh, wham, if I wanted to.
You could.
Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And a kind of a wet Tuesday. But I want to tell you, it's getting better. Now, here's where, this is the part of the show where you can put a smile on your face. Because,
oh, really?
It's going to improve the weather condition. I would say for the next 7 to 10 days, you're going to see zeros across the board in terms of rain possibilities. Now, does that make you happy?
Yes, it does.
Of course it does. And there's also that cooler front coming in. Temperatures, if I heard you correctly, in a few days, in the 40s?
Tomorrow's low is supposed to be 45.
Shame on you. But anyway, but
you're like, I hate that. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, but anyway, the weather is going to be improving. And yes. More a festive Thanksgiving-type environment coming up. So that's cool. Big day today. Food giveaway got underway locally. This afternoon, the Cantonment Improvement Committee, distributing 10,000 pounds of food, did this over at Carver Park on Webb Street. Anybody receiving food over there, you had to have an identification. I like this process. You got to show them that you're part of the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? You just can't say, well, you're from Fort Walton Beach. Not that we have anything against Fort Walton Beach people, but this isn't your party.
Right.
Get out of here. Friday, the Justified Incarcerated Ministries, they're holding a Thanksgiving food giveaway at the Walnut Hill Community Center up there on Highway 97. And on Monday, the Watson Firm will accommodate the first, get this, 1,000 families at their annual community Thanksgiving grocery giveaway. That'll be at the fairgrounds on Mobile Highway. See, these are just a few of the items of some great folks doing a lot of great things around here.
Absolutely. 425. I'll keep the positivity going, man. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. But also, very happy to say that this is probably going to be the shortest traffic and weather update I've given in a while. Because there's not too much going on the roads, maybe a little bit on Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane, but it's very minor, very incidental. But as for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 64 tonight, and then tomorrow going to be 76, low of 45, and essentially no rainfall.
Okay, President-elect Trump is turning to a Wall Street executive and his transition chairman, by the way, to lead the Commerce Department. Fox's Jared Halpern tells us more from Washington.
President-elect Trump will nominate Howard Lutnick, the CEO of investment firm Cantor Fitzgerald, to be Commerce Secretary. In a statement, the president-elect says Lutnick will lead the tariff and trade agenda. Lutnick has supported President-elect Trump's calls for a more aggressive implementation of tariffs. Lutnick is also co-chair of the transition team, helping to advise and vet potential administration nominees. He was thought to be on the shortlist of Treasury Secretary contenders. A nominee for that post has not yet been named. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:27 here. Hinted at this before the break. Clearwater's mayor hopes that the Rays will change their plans for next season. Yes. With Tropicana Field damaged by Hurricane Milton, the Rays are planning to play in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field. However, Clearwater Mayor Bruce Rector, though, said yesterday that he thinks BayCare Ballpark would be a better choice. So we got a love triangle with the Rays here. It's the spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies, and Rector says both he and the Phillies reached out to the Rays. He says the Rays didn't seem interested, though. He says playing in Clearwater would give the Rays a chance to support Pinellas County businesses rebuilding from the storm, and tells some local news station, Bay News 9, that he's disappointed the Rays didn't seriously consider the option, and he's encouraging them to reconsider. So we've got a bit of a soap opera here with the Rays and where they will play in the immediate future.
Bay News 9 is our friends, by the way.
Those guys.
So be nice, right. Be nice to those guys.
The name
guys.
Caught me off guard. I'm like, Bay News 9, yeah.
Okay, and why wouldn't they? I think the new ballpark is going to go into Clearwater. Where the new, why wouldn't they make that transition to Clearwater instead of in Tampa at Steinbrenner?
I don't know.
The mayor.
Good question.
Was it the mayor that made those points?
Yeah. Okay, it was Clearwater's mayor.
He brought up some good points.
Yeah.
Something for consideration. Okay. Beloved Snack is facing a widespread recall for E. coli contamination. Uh-oh. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A California producer of organic carrots is recalling some of its products because of concern about E. coli contamination. E. coli is a bacteria that can make you sick or, in rare cases, even lead to death. Grimway Farms has recalled select organic whole carrots and baby carrots in varying sizes and sold under multiple brand names, including Trader Joe's and Wegmans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the products may be associated with an E. coli bacteria contamination. The whole carrots were in stores from August through October. The baby cut and peeled carrots were sold from September through November. One death has been linked to the recall. The products are no longer in stores, but could be in consumer refrigerators or freezers. Consumers should discard the products and contact Grimway Farms' website at grimway.com for more information. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Austin, I think you brought that to our attention yesterday. There were like 18 states involved.
18 states, yeah, affected.
You did this. I know they advanced the story on us, but you initially broke it yesterday afternoon.
Well, because that's the thing. You hear the Grimway Farms, and you're like, okay, I'm not too familiar with that. But if it is under several retail names, and it's affecting almost 20 states, I mean, that's pretty dire.
And the thing we pointed out yesterday was the fact that maybe you're here in Pensacola, jumping on the plane, going to one of those states.
Yes.
You go to maybe Thanksgiving and they undo, I got some frozen carrots here. Well, welcome to Iowa.
The best that this California company has to offer.
Oh, my gosh. But just be careful and take advance warning of that's not, E. coli is not something you mess around.
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely. Let me talk Ice Flyers real quick. After dropping two games in a series matchup against Huntsville last weekend, Flyers back on the road facing Peoria. I believe they're the Rivermen up in Peoria. Mm. Friday and Saturday. The next home game for the good guys is against Huntsville. Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, the 27th, puck drop 7:05.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President-elect Trump picking Dr. Mehmet Oz to serve as the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. President-elect putting out a statement. Fox's Peter Ducey.
He is saying in a statement, the president-elect, that Dr. Oz will work closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to take on the illness industrial complex and all of the horrible chronic diseases left in its wake.
Dr. Oz previously lost a bid for a Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Tensions on the rise after Ukraine launched an attack on Russia using U.S.-provided weapons.
Overnight, Ukraine struck military targets in southwest Russia for the first time using U.S.-provided long-range strike fires known as ATACMS. This comes just 2 days after we learned that President Biden lifted restrictions on Ukraine's use of these long-range missiles.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Walmart CFO told CNBC that if President-elect Donald Trump does implement new tariffs, the retail giant would be forced to raise their prices. He joined other brands in warning that the tax on imports could further fuel inflation. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks finished the day mixed, with the Dow dropping 120, the S&P 500 up by 23, and the Nasdaq growing by nearly 200 points. Plane maker Boeing will reportedly lay off more than 2,500 workers in Washington, Oregon, South Carolina, and Missouri, according to Reuters. Boeing previously announced in October their plans to cut 17,000 jobs. Roblox is said to be adding more protections to their platform for their youngest users, a move that follows Hindenburg Research accusing the video game company of favoring growth over child safety. Roblox allowing parents to create their own accounts. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The New York Jets already fired Robert Saleh and today waved goodbye to Joe Douglas. And I think the real GM and head coach of gangrene Aaron Rodgers should retire at the end of the season, but I don't think he will. And if Aaron wants to keep on playing, then the Jets should cut ties with him so they could actually give their new GM and head coach a chance to build something. But I don't think the Johnson family will do the right thing and move on from Aaron. So Jets fans, buckle up and expect him back under center for one more year. I'm Zach Gelb.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself. And my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Lacrosse, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, and make this holiday season one to remember.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Woo! Well, oh, south, south.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I didn't know, when I first heard those licks, I wasn't sure if it was a Loggins and Messina song or the Jim Croce song. And then after it developed, of course, it is Jim Croce.
Yes.
But it had me thrown off there for a while.
Yeah, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Leroy Brown in here with you.
Little old Leroy. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. Know you might be leaving that office about now. Just go ahead and flip that radio on. We'll get you home, and we do appreciate the ride today. Looking at the PNS International Board, get this, Austin. It's perfectly clean.
Really?
No delays or cancellations. Looking really good, even though we have this weather situation. It's amazing what aviation technology can do. But anyway, everybody's on good terms today and on time and looking really good out at PNS.
Absolutely. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. Since you're mentioning air traffic, I'll look at road traffic. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. It's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, getting a very similar read as what Chris got on the airwaves, because there doesn't appear to be too much going on. Do have some backups on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Michigan Avenue. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 71 degrees right now. It's kind of windy with the rainfall and stuff when I came in this afternoon. Tonight's low is going to be 64. We'll have some slight chances of storms late tonight, but come Wednesday morning, it should be very easy going. No rain, high of 76, low of 45.
Do you think the New York Jets has a voodoo put on them or something?
I do.
A black cloud flying over them or something.
Them and the Chargers.
It's just amazing here. And the Jets now have made a major cut to their personnel. You're going to get a lot. This is going to really get you. Fox's Jared Max has the details from NYC.
This has not been the NFL season that the New York Jets had hoped for. Despite four-time league MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers being healthy all season, the Jets have lost 8 of 11 games, and Tuesday made another significant personnel change. 7 weeks since the Jets fired Robert Saleh as head coach, they parted ways with their general manager, Joe Douglas, who traded for Aaron Rodgers and who had been in this position since 2019. In his tenure, the Jets posted a record of 30 wins and 64 losses without a single appearance in the playoffs or a winning season. Joe Douglas was working on an expiring contract from a 6-year deal he signed in 2019. Jared Max, Fox News.
You know, do you notice that you don't ever hear Aaron Rodgers' name come up anymore?
No, because it was an experiment and it failed. There was a moment there where they're like, okay, well, we got Davante Adams, and that's huge, right? Because you know they've played together before, and this is going to be an all-time revival of their iconic connection. No, the Jets are still a poorly structured team collectively, and you find yourself in a sorry position, especially when you're in a tough division. And a deep conference, so it's just a bummer.
Okay, how long does McCarthy have with Jerry?
He should already be gone. It is Jerry's fault that he's still here. So it's just a matter of when, if ever, Jerry decides to pull the trigger on him. This could be another Jerry and Jason Garrett situation.
We're talking Dallas, of course, football here. Houston humiliating the Cowboys last night, 34-10.
Yes.
I mean, something's got to give. They've got so much money invested in that Dallas Cowboy franchise team.
Right.
Personnel, cost, things like that. That should be a winning, on paper, that should be a winning team.
Right now they are 3-7 on the year.
They're ridiculously bad.
And the thing is, people are going to sit here and tell you, oh, well, Dak Prescott's hurt. Okay, Dak Prescott wasn't hurt last year, and they had a good season, and what did they do? They got first-rounded, gave up a 50-bomb to the Packers. You can't have that. There's always going to be an excuse. And there's always going to be, oh, we're right there.
Dak got a $240 million bonus or something, didn't he, offseason or
Once again, I'm not saying the guy ain't a good QB, but when he gets these lucrative extensions, when he hasn't won anything that matters, that's why people look at this and say, okay, Jerry, stop. You write this little equation, and it's unsolvable. It doesn't work. It's invalid, but you're sitting here thinking, just give it a second. It'll work. We've given it years. It's not happening.
Okay, I think Jerry should get the lawyer that Dak has. Dak's got the lawyer. Jerry needs the lawyer.
Yeah, Jerry's just, he's a train wreck.
Really quick, let's zip through the SEC if you're ready. Can you believe it? I cannot believe this. We're talking November 23rd.
Yeah, I think that is, since now teams typically have two byes, I think that's what, week 13?
Yeah, something like that. It's gone way too, of course it's week 13. FSU is playing Charleston Southern Buccaneers week 13.
Yeah.
They might win that one.
They better.
Yeah, well, hey, we gave tickets away to that yesterday.
We did. And Pensacola Morning News gave away tickets this morning. So we made some people happy. That's all that matters. We've done our part.
We balanced it out very nicely. Well yes. done, whoever did that.
Probably Bobby.
Okay, SEC, here we go. This is coming up Saturday games. Ole Miss in Florida.
That's an upset alert, but I think Ole Miss locks in. They're looking ahead to the playoff. They're ready, ready to go. And they are just a better team flat out. So I think they may struggle a bit, but they'll pull away and they'll keep their playoff hopes alive.
Massachusetts at Georgia.
Georgia has lost a lot of people's faith, but they just beat Tennessee. And why am I still talking? Give me the Bulldogs big.
Okay, Texas. Here we go. I'm going to add El Paso to this equation versus Tennessee.
Important distinction. Yes. Honestly, I think Texas going to Tennessee, just like the actual Longhorns, Tennessee would maybe have a pretty good chance to win that. So with it being UTEP going to Tennessee, yeah, give me the Vols big.
Kentucky. Now here we go to the real Texas.
Yes. Texas wins that easy.
Wofford versus South Carolina.
Oh, my goodness. Gamecocks huge.
L.A. Tech versus Arkansas. I think this is going to be a closer game than what most people think.
You do?
I do. The Louisiana Tech seems to be like a spoiler a lot of times.
They played, I want to say, NC State kind of tough a couple years back. The only problem is NC State struggles with everybody in out-of-conference play. They're infamous for it. Arkansas, nah, man, I don't buy it. I think Arkansas is going to steamroll these guys because Louisiana Tech overall has been a struggling program.
Okay, you're probably right. Missouri at Mississippi State.
Mizzou, I would not be surprised if this was one of those games that Mississippi State loses, but they make it look closer. Like the whole thing with Georgia and Texas A&M. Mississippi State lost convincingly to those teams, but it's like, this was more competitive than it should have been. We may see one of those instances this weekend.
Texas A&M at Auburn.
That's an upset alert as well, but I do have Texas A&M, similarly to Ole Miss in Florida. I have them pulling away Texas A&M by about 10 points.
Alabama at Oklahoma in Norman.
Yes, going into the season, this looks like a prime upset alert, but this is not the Sooners team that won 10 games last year. This is the Sooners team that is just hoping to go bowling, so I got to take Bama big.
I'm not sure 108,000 people will be in Tiger Stadium Saturday night, but Vandy is playing LSU.
I'm going with home team there. I think if this were in Nashville and Vandy was filling up the stands to really, you know, cause some mayhem, because, of course, this is their best season in years, I think LSU would be in some more trouble. But hopefully it'll be a good game, but I'll take the Tigers in Death Valley. 444 here. We'll round up. 445. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you because it's not going to take us very long at all. We got some backups on Mobile Highway at the intersection of Michigan Avenue, but that's not too severe. And outside of that, it's probably just a little bit of issues here and there on Highway 90, but that is also very minor. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Once we get into your Wednesday, there's going to be no chances of rain whatsoever. High of 76, low of 45. So that's the start of that cold front coming in.
News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're waiting for it. Here's something to put on that old calendar. In 3 days, the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway November 22nd. You can help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. The event is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, with media partner WEAR-TV3, and gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall, and you know where it's at, right there across from Ascension Sacred Heart.
Alrighty, and accusations that FEMA aid was politicized during the hurricane season was the focus of a House hearing today. The House Oversight Committee listened to testimony from FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell after a FEMA official claimed relief workers were told to avoid homes with Trump signs. That worker has said that she's being made the scapegoat and was just following protocol. And of course, the aid was related to Hurricane Helene. Yeah, that's obviously this is something that has been developing, and it is a very serious situation if this turns out to have any volume, or if this turned out to be some huge thing from the top that just kind of trickled down and people were actively enforcing this protocol. But that will never just not be wild to me to look at someone in need and say, oh, well, they're a Republican, so just let them suffer. We'll come back to them later. Maybe that's just a terrible way to be.
Yeah, you're probably.
I'm starting to think Austin's on to something.
He's got something going here. Florida, by the way, is projected to set a record-breaking Thanksgiving. More than 4.5 million statewide residents are forecast to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. That's nearly about 112,000 more than in 23. Economic growth, positive political change, declining inflation, and income gains are four factors AAA says have actually led to the jump in travel, which is expected to boost consumer spending by about 4.6% compared to this time last year.
Wow.
I'm still getting my efforts out to get Todd Payne on from Pensacola International. Reached out to him today. I was not successful.
We'll get him.
But I'll get him. I'll track him down like a dog and get him on the show for tomorrow.
Like a divorce attorney. Yeah, you'll find him at his place of work. It don't matter where he is.
But here's what I want to talk to him about. And I know our audience want to know the same things here. Want to know about how much the passenger count improved. It went up substantially. I mean, the total number of flyers through that facility. Also, we're going to talk about the cargo facility. We're talking economic income here.
Yeah.
Major numbers for cargo distribution through the facility. And we definitely want to talk about something we've really addressed for the past year. That is the new parking spaces.
Right.
So that's some of the things I'll hit Todd up for. Todd Payne is the assistant airport director over there.
All righty.
He's a smart guy.
We've had him on before.
That's why I tap into
you. housing starts and building permits fell for the third straight month in October. New government figures show residential construction starts fell just over 3% last month to an annual rate of 1.3 million units. Building permits, which signal future construction, fell just over 0.5%. New home construction in October was down nearly 4% from a year ago. And Chris, I want to toss this in here as well. We do have a texter letting us know that there are two accidents on Avalon between I-10 and Cyanabid northbound. So thank you very much for letting us know that. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Where is that at, I wonder, on Avalon? Is that north of the 10 freeway or is it south of the 10 freeway?
I believe Cyanamid is north of the 10 freeway, but I'll check.
Yeah, I think you are. I think it's by that old golf course.
Yes, that sounds right. I'll check. We do have some backups on Avalon Boulevard traveling. It appears to be northbound.
I love you texters for doing this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for reaching out. Absolutely. I will check, though. I believe Cyanamid is north of I-10, though.
Okay, the DOJ is going to ask a judge to force Google to sell off its Chrome browser. Oh, no. After an August ruling stated that Google illegally monopolized the search engine. Fox's Grady Trimble is going to kind of explain it for us.
It would fetch a large sum if Google did have to sell Chrome. Could go for as much as $20 billion. That's according to an analyst at Bloomberg. In this particular case, the DOJ is also reportedly going to ask the judge to either force Google to sell Chrome or the Android mobile operating system, and further ask the judge to establish new rules around Google's artificial intelligence, or AI. All of that is according to the Wall Street Journal, but we expect to see the official proposal from the DOJ by tomorrow. That is the deadline for it to submit its proposed fix to Google's search monopoly.
All right. Let's see. Just about 4:50 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, we do have some pop culture notes here for you, including a well-known actor, just a well-known celebrity in general, whether he be comedian, actor, or celebrity dater. He's got a pretty lengthy dating history amongst other celebrities. Well, either way, he has reportedly checked back into rehab for the second time this year. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Gunnels! FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go! The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I was driving down the street the other day, and this is no lie. That song came on the radio, and I could not remember Leo Sayer's name for anything. Anyway, that's Leo Sayer.
Yes. Now we know.
I was just thinking about that going, you know, I had the hardest darn time. Ever have that, you know, sometimes
yes.
you can
Tip
remember something, then something you just, you know, but it spaces on you. Well, I, at this point, could call it a senior moment.
So I don't have an excuse.
I can get by with this one. Hey, after his presidential election victory, President-elect Trump is reportedly setting his sights on autonomous taxis. Oh, here we go. Fox's Business's Max Gordon tells us more from La La Land.
Right now, I'm in a Waymo. This is Alphabet's self-driving taxi offering, and it feels kind of similar to a Lyft or an Uber, with one notable exception. There is nobody in the driver's seat, and the steering wheel has been moving all by itself, and you'll likely start seeing more autonomous vehicles on the roads. According to a report by Bloomberg, President-elect Trump's transition team is planning federal regulations for self-driving vehicles, likely easing rules to enable more development. Currently, most regulation of self-driving tech falls on the states, with the patchwork of rules making things complicated and cumbersome for tech companies.
I was going to say very close to the Jetsons to me.
Well, I was about to say, color me old fashioned. I do not want a self-driving vehicle, taxi of any kind. Don't want that. But you know what? Hopefully they have, if we do have any in this area, they haven't caused any mayhem on the roads, but let's take a quick look. Let's see. We did have a texter earlier letting us know that there were a couple of accidents on Avalon. If you were traveling northbound, heading towards Cyanamid Road, that is north of the I-10.
Okay.
Yes. So that is north of the interstate. But outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up. Maybe a little bit of backups here and there, particularly on Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And we do have some backups on Mobile Highway here and there. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees. Low of 64 tonight. May have some slight chances of storms lingering as we bleed into tonight. But come Wednesday morning, high of 76, low of 45, no rain in sight.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. I know you're not going to want to hear this, but I always hate being the bearer of, let's not use the word bad, but questionable news.
Right. Not great.
That's
news.
More softer, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Okay. Just here you go. Dig deeper next year. Florida Power and Light confirming customers. That's you. We'll see, and them's me too. We'll see higher bills to cover the utility's hurricane restoration cost. FPL asked the Florida Public Service Commission to approve a temporary surcharge on customer bills in 2025. And when I say 2025, I'm talking about the whole year, 2025.
Right.
FPL residential customers here in Northwest Florida will see a typical bill increase $8.07 each month in 2025. And if you do the math, it's like $96 or something like that.
Hmm. All right.
I'm doing quickly in my head. I think it's around $96.
In other news, we are not math majors. Pete Davidson has reportedly checked into rehab for the second time this year. A source told the U.S. Sun that he flew on a private jet to get to a facility in Florida. And the source added, quote, "He's in pretty bad shape this time around. He's not in a good place," unquote. The comedian and former Saturday Night Live star's latest rehab check-in comes on the heels of a fling with The Bachelor alum Maria Gorgeous. The source said that Davidson ended the relationship shortly before checking into rehab, saying that they had only been dating for a couple of months. So I've heard about his drug issues in the past and some of his some of the turmoil that he goes through, and it's very unfortunate to hear that.
Yeah, it's really a sad story, a story from going from the big shot to the hallway. You know, it's just like it's an up and down affair here for Pete Davidson, and I'm pulling for him. Not that I really like him or watch him as an artist, but anybody going
just
to
as
that
a person, yeah,
you got it. I'm pulling for you. Hey, listen, a pop rock icon is going to kick off his North American tour next year. Fox's Monica De Luca has more in this Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica De Luca. Rod Stewart announces dates for his 2025 One Last Time North American Tour. The pop icon will hit the road with Cheap Trick for a 20-show run, scheduled to kick off in Austin, Texas in March. Rod Stewart will also perform in Philadelphia, Toronto, Nashville, and more. Earlier this year, the 79-year-old toured across Europe and Asia. The 40th anniversary Band-Aid Holiday Mix will feature performances from the various versions of Do They Know It's Christmas of 1984, 1989, 2004, and 2014.
At Christmas time.
But Ed Sheeran, who performed on the 2014 edition, has since said that his vocals are being used without his permission on the latest remix. Sheeran writing on Instagram, quote, "Had I had the choice, I would have respectfully declined the use of my vocals." That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Wow.
A&I is going to bust into a lot of areas like that,
I guess. You know what? Let me ask you this, because we're talking about musical artists, so just kind of keeping with the artistic theme. Chris, are you a fan of art?
Oh, absolutely. Been a member of the Contemporary Arts Center in New Orleans for 30 years. I support all the local arts. Guggenheim, New York, Chicago. I love all of the artwork. In fact, I used to go down to Mexico City to their modern art museum on Chapultepec Park. Mm. It was above Chapultepec.
Okay,
anyway, I love it.
Well, this
see, you open up the can of worms. You ask me, I'm going to tell you.
This may be a piece that that you're familiar with and that you would like to buy. A banana taped to a wall is going up for auction this week at Sotheby's and could bring in more than $1 million. It originally was an art piece called Comedian by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan in 2019, and it sold for more than $100,000. The value has since gone up tenfold, and while the banana has rotted away, the winner of the auction will be allowed to reproduce it as an original artwork by Maurizio.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you something like that at the Guggenheim in New York. Guggenheim is a circular art museum in New York.
Yeah.
I walked in there one day, and I was looking at this black painting on the wall, okay? And it had one white dot. One white dot. And I'm
deep.
And I'm looking at this going, now, you know, I'm trying to figure it out, trying to look smart at the same time, because all these other people know what's going on. And the darn thing, I asked the person there, I said, what is something like this cost? And they said, priceless. I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
I could have thrown black on a canvas and hit it with a white speck, and I could have been booed. But the way you got to look at it, only at the Guggenheim and only at NYC.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.